Be'ezer Shem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam Masechas Talmud Torah, the laws of learning Torah, in the Sefer Mother Book of Knowledge, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of honoring Talmid HaChacham. As the Rambam explains this Perek regarding the honor of every Chacham, every sage, as Rambam gives Halacha Av regarding the getting up of respect. Kol Talmid Chacham, every Talmudic scholar, mitzvah lehadre. It's a mitzvah to glorify him, to give him some form of honor. But even though he's not his teacher, Shem says the passing of the Yikram, and they say to talk him because the elder should get up. And you should glorify the face of the elder, which is Zakan, although it literally translates as elder, is an acronym for Zeshekana, for the one who acquires Chachma, wisdom, which is the true acquisition. When do you have to stand up in front of him? When he gets within his four Amis, until he passes by from in front of him. Halacha beis. In imnim upon them. Now, we don't get up in front of a Talmud Chacham. Lebe beis amerchas, not in a bathhouse. Lebe beis a kisa, not in a lavatory. Shem like it says in the pasuk, not in a bathroom. Shem like it says in the pasuk, talk. It says they say but talkum v'hadarta. Now, the word talkum is near the word v'hadarta. To teach you ki moshesh behidur has to be getting up, which is glorifying, not in the bathroom, which is not respectful. Vein balu umonius. Now, professionals are not chayav, they're not obligated to get stand up in front of Talmudic scholars when they're busy engaged in their work. Shomek says in the pasuk tokum v'adarta, which teaches the comparison is mahidur, just like glorifying sheim b'chaser and kiss. There's no lack of money; doesn't cost anything. Afkima sheim b'chaser and kiss. So too, regarding getting up, has to be there's no loss of money. Whereas if you're in the middle of doing your work and you get up, it's going to cause a financial loss. From where do we know that he shouldn't close his eyes from the sage? So the Kedesh Le'iru, that he shouldn't see him when he will pass by in front of him. Actually, I'm upon him that he won't get up because he won't see him. That you shouldn't like make like you're not seeing him so that you actually won't see him. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'resum L'kechet, says there in that Pasuk, you should fear your God. Which anything that's given over to the heart, which no one could see it. Only the one who does it knows the truth. Nemba, it says over there, you should fear your God, which is Hashem who knows what's really going on in your thoughts, that you're attempting not to show the honor to the sage. Halacha Gimel. Now, it's still not appropriate for a sage, that he should cause an exertion on the people, and he'll deliberately direct himself so that people should have to stand up. No, rather he should go in the shortest way. And he should focus that they should not see him, that he shouldn't make them go through the effort to stand up. More of a chacham, the sages, they would actually go around. They would go on the outside, where that the ones who recognize them are not over there. Kedesh so that they shouldn't make people go through the effort of getting up for them. Now, riding is like walking. Just like you stand up for a sage that's walking, so too you stand up for the one who's riding. Another, you shouldn't say, oh, well, he's sitting, and therefore, like when the sage is sitting, you have to get up. No, we say it's like considered a form of walking, which is a way of transportation. Halacha hey. If there's three that are walking on the road, Harav Bamsa, the teacher, he's in the middle. Godla Miminoi, the greatest of the next is from his right. Vakat Mismila, and the lesser of the two is from his left. Halachavav, Harei Chacham, someone sees a sage, which in this context it refers to one of the members of the Sanhedrin. Eina imim upon him, he doesn't have to stand up for in front of him. Achigiloi la arba amas, until he gets within this individual's four amas. Pekimish Abba, and once he passes, Yeshiv, that person could then sit down. Ra'av Bezin, who he was the second in the highest position, what's called the head of the court. You have to stand up in front of him when you seem ready at a distance as far as the eye can see. And the person cannot sit down until he passes by behind him. Arba Amas, a distance of four Amas. Ra'as Anasi, if he sees the leader, which he's the head, the highest of the Sanhedrin, he has to stand up in front of him as far as the eye could see. And the person cannot sit down either until the Nasi sits in his place, or until he's as far already that, so far past, that he's already beyond where the person could see. The head of the Bezdin, the Nasi, who he pardons regarding his honor that you don't have to do this for him, his honor is pardoned. When the Nasi enters into the Beis HaMedrash, all the people stand up. They don't sit down until he tells them, Shebu, sit down. Kshav Bezdin Nechnas, when the what's called the head of the court, but he's actually the second behind the Nasi, when he enters, Eisim L'Shtei Shudas, they make for him two rows, Vayim Kamakan, they stand up on either side, those two rows, Atshe Nechnas V'Yashim Kaim, until he enters and he sits in his place, Usharam, but the rest of the people, Yashim Kaim, they could sit in their spot. Halachazayin, Chacham She Nechnas, whereas a regular member of the Sanhedrin, when he enters, Kol She'Gila Ba'arba Amas, whoever he gets into his Dalal Amas, Eim L'Fanav, that person has to stand up in front of him. So you have Echad Oymed Vechad Yeshiv, one's getting up, one's sitting down, because as he keeps on going, it's like a domino, the people have to stand up. Atshe Nechnas V'Yashim Kaim, until he enters and he sits in his place. B'nei Chacham, the sons of the sages, or B'tamidei Chacham, the students of the scholars, meaning they didn't yet reach the level of being one of the members of the Sanhedrin to be called a Chacham, they're the Tamidei Chacham, the students of the sages. B'zman Shadam Tzrich Lam, if it's at a time when the public needs these sons or students of the Chacham. So Mekaptzim al Rosh Hayom, they so to speak jump over the heads of the people, because they used to sit on the floor and they would like step over them. B'nechnas L'mekayim, and they could enter to go to their place. But the ain't shevach l'tamid chacham shekonsel achrein. It's not praiseworthy for the students of the sages that they come in last, and they have to step over people. Now yotzal tzarech, if he left for a need, let's say to relieve himself, then chayz l'mekayim, he could go back to his place. B'nei chacham, the sons of the sages, b'zman sheish b'm das l'shmai, when they have intelligence to hear and to understand what's being discussed, so hevchim p'neim klap evim, they turn their face towards their father, meaning like everyone else is listening, he turns that way to face his father. If the son of this sage doesn't have intelligence to hear yet, they turn their face towards the people, like the same direction that his father's facing, not towards his father, but just facing the rest of the people. If you have a student that's always sitting in front of his teacher, all day learning from him, learning with him, he's not permitted to stand up in front of him, which we said you're supposed to do, rather once in the morning, once in the evening, Not more than that. That he shouldn't give him more honor than he gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the covenant of Shemayim, because on Mekabel Onar Shemayim only two times a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, when it says Krishma. So you can't honor the teacher more than you do to Hashem. Halacha test regarding an incredibly old person. Mishu Zakan Muflig with Ziknif. Someone's a really old person. So even though he's not a sage, you stand up in front of him. Even if you have a sage, but he's younger, has to stand up for an incredibly old person. But the sage doesn't have to stand up his full height, his entire posture. Look at the Hadra, just to show some type of respect. Even an old non-Jew, you show him some type of respect with words. He gives him his hand to support him. In front of an elder, you have to get up, which calls Seva B'mashma, sounds like any elder, no matter who and what he is. Halacha Yud, regarding the rights that a Talmud Chacham has. Talmid Chacham, Talmudic scholars, they don't go out themselves to do with all of the assembly of the community, with building the chafira and digging shomadina of the country kids and all similar types of things. And the reason is Kadesh Leis Baza B'fnei Amei Aretz, that they shouldn't be disgraced in front of the ignoramuses that they're doing these menial labors. And you don't collect from them to pay for the building of the walls, and the fixing of the gates, paying for the guards, okay, similar types of things. And neither for the gifts that are given to the king. You don't collect that from the Talmid Chacham. You don't obligate them to give the taxes, whether it's a citywide tax, meaning on the entire city, whether it be the individual head tax that every single person has to give. Krishna says the passage in Hosea, although they're going to give in the nations, now I'm going to gather them, and they're going to be a little bit released from the obligations of the king and the ministers. That's something that applies to people that are noble, and that includes Talmid Chacham. So too, if a Talmud scholar had some merchandise, we allow him to sell it first, and we don't let anyone from the marketplace to sell until the Talmud Chacham sells first. So if he had a court case, he was standing there amongst all the litigants waiting to have their court case, we have him go first, and we sit him first, and take care of his case first. Halach Yid Aleph, regarding the disgrace and the excommunication of someone who disgraces Talmud Chacham. Aban Gadol Hu, it's a great sin, lives this as a Chachamim, to disgrace, to degrade the sages, or let's not to hate them. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was not destroyed at Shabazu b'Tamid Chama until they degraded the Talmudic scholars. Like it says in the pasuk in Dibra Yomim, v'yu mal'ivim, and they were disgracing b'malachi olehim in the agents in the of God. Uvayzim d'var, and they would degrade His words. U'metatim adamiyav, and they would make a mockery in His prophets. Klem, in other words, b'yizim malam d'dvarav. When it says b'yizim d'varav, it means they degraded the ones who teach His words, which are the Talmudic Chacham. The Chinzesh Amatari, also this that it says in the Teicha, in Ve'imbu Chukai Setemasu, if in my statutes they're going to be disgusted, it means Malamde Chukai Setemasu. It means that they were disgusted with the teachers of my statutes, which are Tamid HaChachanim. V'chal Mevazes HaChachanim, whoever degrades the sages, in L'cheg L'em Abba, does not have a portion of the world to come, but in B'chal, he's included what it says in Bamidbar, Ki Dvar Hashem Bazik, because the word of God, he is degraded. Now, although someone who degrades the sages in lechegel maboy has the ultimate punishment that he doesn't have a portion in the world to come, but in bo edim, but if witnesses come shebizohu that he degraded him afil b'dvarim even with words chayim nidu, we have to excommunicate the person. Umenad moysa besn b'rabim, and the courts they excommunicate him in public. V'koin some moysa, and they penalize him litra zav b'chamakam, a litra of gold, which is a certain measurement b'chamakam, wherever this would be. V'noysa moysa l'chacham, and you give that monetary penalty to the sage. Now mevazas achacham b'dvarim, now whoever degrades the sage with words afil achamisa, even after his death, menad moysa besn, the courts excommunicate that person. The himatidim, I say, they only undo that communication kishayach v'tshuva, when the person repents. Avam hoya chacham chay, but if the sage was alive, imatidim, I say, they actually do not undo the nidui atshiratze zesh sheniduhu b'shvile, until he appeases that sage who he was excommunicated because of him. V'chen chacham atzma, so to the sage himself, menad de l'chavayde, he could excommunicate for his own honor la'ama aretz, to ignorant person shevkabay who treated him disrespectfully. Doesn't have to have witnesses or any warnings. And you're not allowed to permit that neither until he pieces the sage. If the sage dies, so then three people come along and they could undo that chayrim. If, let's say, the sage wants to pardon the person who is disrespectful and not to excommunicate him, that is his option. If the teacher excommunicates someone for his own honor, so all his students have to conduct themselves with the excommunication of that person. But if one of the students excommunicates someone for his own honor, so that the teacher does not have to conduct that person in a state of excommunication. But the rest of the people, the rest of the populace, they do have to treat that person in this nidui. So if someone was excommunicated to the head of the courts, the head of the Sanhedrin, the Nasi, so it's automatically considered a state of nidui for all of the Jewish people. But if someone excommunicated for all the Jewish people, in the Nasi, that does not automatically make that the Nasi has to treat him as if he's excommunicated. If someone's excommunicated to his own city, then he's for sure excommunicated to another city. But he was only excommunicated to another city, he's not automatically excommunicated for his own city, because another city towards his own city is like, for example, being menuda to the Talmud, which is not automatically menuda to the Rav. Halacha Dalet continues regarding with those who are obligated to be excommunicated. But Medrash Rum, where do we say this, that if you're excommunicated to the student, you're not automatically excommunicated to the teacher, and so to all those which is not automatically to the other one? Is b'misha neduhu, it's someone that was excommunicated al shabiza tamid chacham, because he disgraced Talmudic scholars. B'misha neduhu al shar devarim shchayom aleim nidu, but if someone excommunicated for other things, as we're going to describe, that you're obligated for excommunication, then afil nido cotton should be sold, and even if the smallest one amongst the Jewish people excommunicates him, chayv hanasi, then the nasi b'chol yisol and all the Jewish people are obligated linig by nido to treat this person as with excommunication. Until he repents from the thing that they caused him to be in nido because of that, and then they undo the nido. And al esrim abar dvar menad mes adam, for 24 things we excommunicate a person, bein ish bein isha, whether it's a man or a woman, be'elohim, and they are as follows. Aleph number one. Someone degrades a sage, even after his passing. Base number two, someone degrades the agent of the court. Gimel number three, if someone calls his friend a slave. Dal number four, if the court sent to someone and they set a date for him to come to court, v'lei bod doesn't come, someone degrades any one of the rabbinic laws, they have to say one of the biblical laws. Vav number six. Mishle kibbalo basadin. Someone did not accept upon himself the judgment. Menadim noisei achiit, and we excommunicate him until he gives the payment for what he's obligated. Zayin number seven. Mishesh b'shusay davar hamazik. If someone has in his possession something that's dangerous, could go in, for example, kelav ra, a bad dog, or sulam ru'ur, or a shaky ladder. Menadim noisei achiit yosar hazeker. We excommunicate him until he removes that damaging element. Ches number eight. Hamoichru karko shalei lo'ev kacham. Someone sells his property to an idol worshiper. Menad mois, we excommunicate him actually kabbal alav kol einus until he's going to accept upon himself any situation of mishap shayavim in oivik kachavim li sol chaver that's going to come from this idol worshiper to his neighbor the Jew balametzer who is on the boundary where he's not supposed to sell it to the oivik kachavim and he did he's going to be responsible and he has to accept the responsibility. Test number nine, hamed al yisrael, if someone testifies regarding a Jew by the non-Jewish courts, and because of his testimony, they extracted money, which would not be like the Jewish law. We excommunicate him until he pays for what he caused the loss to that person. Yud number 10, Tabach Koyim, a Koyim butcher, who is not separating the gifts that are supposed to be given from every animal that's slaughtered to the Kehanim, to be benoist l'kohen achar, give it to another kain. Menad mois achiit, and we excommunicate him until he gives it to that other kain. Yeralf 11. Hamachal yom tiv shenu shel golias. If someone desecrates the second day of yom tiv that is in the diaspora, av bishul minig, although it's a custom because we really know what's the first day of yom tiv, still that is a halacha, and if he disgraces that, he is excommunicated. Halachit beis. Ha'isa malacha be'erva pesach achar chatzais. Number 12 is if he does forbidden work after noon on Erev Pesach, which there was a rabbinic institution that a person should not be busy with work, so he could be able to prepare himself appropriately for the Seder and for the needs of the Yom Tov. Yud Gimel number 13, Hamaskir Shem Shemaim Levatel. If someone mentions God's name in vain, or for an oath, but for foolish things. Yud Aleph 14, Hamevis Radam Adechel Hashem. If someone brings the public to a desecration of God's name. Tezvav 15, Hamevis Radam Adechel Hashem. If someone brings the public to eat a kachim, which are sanctified items, out of the Beis Hamikdash, out of Yerushalayim, out of the area where it's supposed to be eaten. Tezayin 16, Hamachashim Shanim. If someone calculates the years, if it should be a leap year, or a regular year, or a Kaveh Chadashim, or he establishes if it should be a full month, or a Chedesh Chaser, 29 or 30 days, if he does that B'chutz La'aretz, out of Eretz Yisrael. Yudzayin 17, Hamachshalas, even if someone causes a stumbling for a blind person, whether that be literally or figuratively. Yudches 18, Hama'akev Rav Malas Mitzvah, someone holds back the public from performing a mitzvah. Yudches 19, Tabach Shiyot Tzrifa Mitachas Yodei, a butcher that they find that he was not kosher that he's selling, meaning he had a mortal defect that was not really valid to be eaten. Chaf number 20, Tabach Shleibodik Sakin Lefnei Chacham, a butcher that does not have his knife checked in front of the sage, where he has to check to make sure that it's a good knife that you could check with. Chafal 21, Hamak Sha'atz Maladas, if someone causes himself deliberately to have an erection, meaning not through that of intimacy, but rather just to cause himself to have an erection. Chaf Beis 22, Mishigedish Asishte, if someone divorced his wife, and he makes a partnership between him and her, or business dealings, that caused them to have to be together, which is inappropriate because they already have an intimate relationship, but they're not really married. So when they come to court for whatever matters, then we excommunicate them, which probably their new business relationship is going to cause them to sin because they're obviously very friendly. Chav Gimel 23, if there's a sage, if there's bad tidings about a sage about things that he's doing inappropriate. Chavtal 24, someone excommunicates someone who's not liable to be excommunicated, that person himself is excommunicated.